The Expo's move to Washington, D.C. has set off a regional parlor game, coming up with a name for the new team. Baseball fan Sherrod Brown is a Democratic member of Congress from Ohio. As someone who spends part of the year in official Washington, he proposes a more fitting moniker.
Traditionalists want to name the new ball team the Washington Senators. Others have suggested the Washington Representatives or Washington Presidents. That is so 1960s. A team's name should reflect a city's heart. If you think about it, the choice is obvious. The Washington Lobbyists. The Washington Lobbyists could do what they're best at, rewrite the rules of the game. Rule number one, pay to play. You can't step on the field unless you ante up. But in this land, where cash is king, that's just the beginning. For a modest additional contribution, a batter can shrink the strike zone, replace the traditional hard ball with a more responsive tennis ball, or move the pitcher back 10 feet. On defense, the pitcher can increase the number of balls allowed per at-bat to, say, 7, lengthen the distance between bases, and make leadoffs illegal. Rule number two, no errors. Missed the ball? Passed a bill that only a lobbyist would love? No worries. With enough money, enough spin, and enough citizen education, the Washington Lobbyists can make those errors vanish overnight, or at least until Election Day. Rule number three, it ain't over till it's over, unless the Washington Lobbyists are losing. Soccer ends after a preset period of time, and you know who plays soccer. Old Europe, that's who. Well, none of that in reformed baseball, no siree. At home games, the Washington Lobbyists can add extra innings if they're losing at the end of the arbitrary nine. Washington Lobbyists are changing the fan experience, too. Along with their corporate partners, the Lobbyists will offer latte-drinking, sushi-eating, Volvo-driving, New York Times-reading, left-wing Vermont freak show night. Fans get free Ben & Jerry's ice cream if they bring their ACLU membership card and make a donation to Greenpeace. Halliburton Gasoline Night, a tank of gas for the first 1,000 fans at the patriotic Halliburton price of $3.95 a gallon. The owners of the Washington Lobbyists won't care much about public opinion. They'll make decisions in secret and ignore sports writers' questions, unaware of criticism from the stands and oblivious to complaints from the other team. Take it from a baseball fan and a member of Congress. Washington politics, like baseball, is a uniquely American experience. Both can be disappointing, both can be uplifting. Neither achieves perfection. In the rest of the time, no problem. The Washington Lobbyist games will be played in the middle of the night after tired sports writers have gone to bed.
The comments of Sherrod Brown, who represents the 13th Congressional District in northeastern Ohio.